purchased a Kindle Fire HDX. This is a 7-inch model, roughly 7 inches by 5 inches by half an inch. It's pretty light. Having been an experienced iPhone user for several years, I wasn't sure what this was going to be like. And I will tell you that I think it's a 1.0 release. We have to remember that. So that Amazon, I think, has done a good initial job, but there's a lot of things that I think need improvement. Not the least of which is that when you get the thing out of the box, you don't really necessarily know which way to face it. I have it in portrait mode. Now, there are some applications that require landscape mode, but it will switch itself into landscape when necessary. There is nothing at all on the front of the screen. So you know how on your iPhone you have a home button and so forth? There's nothing like that at all. There's a beveled edge and just a flat screen. On the bottom edge, as you hold it in portrait mode, is a charger port. On the underside is the power button. A little round concave button on the bottom of the unit. On the top edge underneath are two buttons. They're volume up and volume down. And then there is a headphone jack. Those are all the buttons that are on the unit. Unlike the iPhone, for example, you can touch anywhere on the screen and often it will repeat things to you. I was very accustomed in using an iDevice to knowing, you know, where I was on the screen and where icons were relative to one another by moving my finger around on the screen, because I knew that the status stuff was at the top and so forth, and that my keyboard would be, you know, in the middle and, you know, so forth. And I had certain icons that were always on the bottom in the dock. Well, this is not like that. And I guess this is probably fairly typical of Android devices, although I don't have enough experience with those myself to know exactly. You can touch numerous places on the screen and have it repeat the same words to you, which makes it a little harder to orient yourself. There is some documentation on the Amazon site for the Kindle about accessibility. And it talks about how to start the device with the screen reader, which is actually done. I know some people have reported difficulties in doing this. I had no trouble. What you do is you power the unit on by hitting the power button, and then you hold two fingers spread apart on the screen. That gives the device an indication that you want to have speech turned on. And it comes up and announces that. I think it says something like, do you want to have speech feedback or screen reader feedback? It's been too long since I did it. And you can just say yes, flick to yes. So that's kind of cool, because I didn't have any difficulty getting it up and running once I went to the website and looked to see. Now, one of the problems with this device right now as it stands, and I have been giving feedback to Amazon, is that they don't give you any orientation at all. So what I just told you about where things were laid out, they don't tell you any of that at all. So there's no orientation to the machine. You just have to kind of figure it out yourself. The voices that they have installed are pretty good. You cannot make them as fast as I would like them. It's only speeds 1 through 5. That's a limitation. And in general, there's little information about when you can do what gestures. For example, one of the most confusing things about using this is actually reading a book. There are books, some books, not all books, but there are some books that are enabled with these special features where you can use like read to learn mode, and it allows you to highlight colors and highlight text and highlight all sorts of things. My God, it's so confusing because none of this is actually documented anywhere. And unfortunately, the manual that comes with this that is on the Kindle, there is an accessibility help file. And that's good, but the regular manual that comes on this, of course, is designed for sighted users, and the gestures are different, just as it would be if you were reading the regular iPhone manual and you didn't have a voiceover equivalent. It is somewhat confusing. The gestures are different. To get to the home screen, you're supposed to draw kind of an L in one motion. So you go up and then to the left, and that's supposed to take you to the home screen. What I have found thus far with the Kindle, and again, I haven't done as much with it as I would have liked to, is that it often takes a number of times doing that for the command to activate. And I'm not sure, for example, whether that's because I've got too much real estate and I'm not in the exact part of the screen that I need to be. I try to be in the center as much as possible. Or whether it's because the device itself is not as responsive to my gestures as it should be. They tell you that what you should do is that you should, if you're having trouble implementing a gesture, they tell you that you should either change the speed at which you double tap or change the speed in which you do the gesture. Speed up your motion or slow it down. One of the things I recommended that they do is that they implement a practice mode such as is in the iOS devices, because then you would know whether it's just pilot error or whether you haven't mastered the gesture correctly. When you do start the device for the first time, there is what they call an Explore by Touch tutorial, which leads you through some of the basic commands that you have to use. And one of the similarities between this and the iOS devices is that you do a lot of flicking left and right, double tap. You can double tap to unlock. You can double tap to select an item, etc. One of the interesting things is that when you want to input data, you put your finger on the letter and then you lift it up and there's a beep that, you know, and it announces the letter to let you know you've input it. If you don't put your finger exactly on the letter, though, you'll get a high-pitched noise that tells you that you have not landed your finger squarely on the letter, and so it won't input and you have to move it. Supposedly, you can just swipe slightly and then you'll be in the center of the letter and it will input correctly. I have found that not to be true. At least for me, I just pick up my finger, put it down again, and if I don't get the high-pitched noise, then it seems to work better. There are several voices you can get. There are two voices, two American English voices. There's some other voices. One of the problems, though, is if you're looking for something that works in other languages, the screen reader only works in English. So if you're looking for something that's going to work in other languages, the Kindle is not your device. You're supposed to be able to start from the top of the screen if you want to read a book. Take two fingers spread apart and slide them down, and that's supposed to start continuous reading. Sometimes that works and sometimes that doesn't. And what I've also found is there are these things called seek controls, and where you're supposed to be, so you can change, for example, the percentage of the book that you've read and move that, or to change the volume by using the seek control. And you're supposed to do that by either going left and then right or right and then left, all in one motion. Some of those controls work better than others. I frankly have found it somewhat frustrating to do that. Another thing is that a lot of books do not come with pagination necessarily. It will say something like, oh, location 275 of 6,452. Not, in my view, very helpful. But that is the way that they've displayed it, because some books don't come paginated. There is a magnifier. There is a way to highlight text. And there are ways to change your colors on this device. So for somebody with low vision, it might be very helpful. I was able, without any difficulty really, to set it up in the sense that when I first started, I connected it to my Wi-Fi network without any difficulty. Once I did that and signed in with my Kindle account, my Amazon account, it showed all my purchases and all of my stuff that was available on the cloud, you know, that I could, and then I could just transfer things to my device. So in that sense, it worked very well. One of the problems is when you go shopping, there is a shop Amazon icon. And when you go shopping, unfortunately, it gives you all your recommendations and all the things that you've recently bought. I think that the web browsing experience is still pretty weak. I think if I were an Android user, as I say, I think it would be better. I would do better with it because these are Android gestures. In the reviews that I've read from other blind people trying it, it's not for the faint of heart. I found myself, I downloaded a book, I tried starting to read it, and I hit something by mistake, and I put it in the wrong view or something. And so then I was not where I wanted it to be in the book. And after trying for 20 minutes to get it back to where I was, I decided to finish reading the book using the app on my iPhone. It's a 1.0 release. It will get better. I think they are committed to trying to make it better. I have a contact now. It took a while. They have something on here called Mayday, which you can hit, and it will allow you to connect up with a person from Amazon who can see your device. And I did try it, and it worked, but the problem is that most of the people who work at Amazon don't really know how to use the device with the screen reader either. When I first got it, I actually called over there just to see what they would say, and the person with whom I spoke said, "This documentation is terrible. You know, we can't even figure out how to use it. How are we expecting you to do it?" So it's sort of interesting. There is an accessibility group, and there's a guy that I just connected with, thanks to David Goldfield out of Pennsylvania, and he was very interested in my feedback, and I'm going to have a regular conversation with him. So, and I'm hoping that they are going to make it better. Let me try turning on the device, and I do have it hooked up to a speaker.
228, 100% sat, February 8th, slide to unlock. Battery 100% sat, February 8th. 228, unlock. Slide to unlock. Double, device unlocked.
Okay.
Home.
You heard some sounds, and they have a plethora of sounds on this thing, most of which I don't yet understand because there was a new update, and when I updated, I suddenly got all these sounds that make no sense to me. Okay, but I'm on the home screen.
New home. Audio books button. Web button. Photos button. Docs button. It's not about the horse on your device.
Okay.
Reading is 5% complete.
That's a book that I have. So what they do is they have a variety of things up at the top of the screen, including the most recent things that you viewed. So that book I've recently viewed, so that's why it's there.
Medical error. Prescription for trouble series.
Another book.
The Forgotten. On your device. On Dublin Street. New. Shop Amazon. Item 5 of 40.
Okay, now it's Shop Amazon. So there are 40 items.
Loss of Innocence. On your device. Braille back. Kindle Tablet Edition.
Now, I have not used this yet, but I did download. If you download Brailleback, the Kindle Edition, you can apparently pair this with a Braille device and use it.
Settings. Item 8. The Barkeep. On your device.
Now, okay.
Settings.
So, settings. I'm going to go
settings.
With settings.
Showing items 1 to 13 of 13. Settings. Sync call content. My account. Help. Parental controls. Device. Wireless. Applications. Notifications and quiet time. Display and sounds. Language and keyboard.
What I'm doing here is I'm just flicking to the right, and that's how I'm getting to these. I can double tap.
Language and keyboard. Showing items 1 to 5 of 5. Navigate up button. Double tap to navigate up.
They have a navigate up button. If you do that, it returns you to the previous screen.
Language and keyboard. Language. English. United States. Text to speech. Set the voice for text to speech application.
So if I double tap
text to speech. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2. Navigate up button. Text to speech. Default voice. Download additional voices. Default voice. Default voice. Navigate up button. Default voice. English. Brian. United Kingdom. Radio button. Not checked. Joey. United States. Radio button. Checked. Sally. United States. Radio button. Not checked.
Default voice.
Okay, I just switched it to the English, to the Sam voice.
Navigate up button. Double tap. Default voice. English. Brian. United. Joey.
So that's how you change the voice.
Home button. Default voice.
It would make sense, you would think, that if you went left, that you could go out of this.
Home button.
But it doesn't always
navigation
work.
Bar. Default voice. Silly. Navigate up. Button. Double. Text to speech.
Okay, now I navigated up.
Search button.
And
back button. Language and keyboard.
Now I'm back to language and keyboard.
Bluetooth keyboard. Set the language for a paired Bluetooth keyboard settings. Customize your on-screen keyboard. Text to speech. Set the voice language. English. United States.
You can also go back and forth, and you can set up a Bluetooth keyboard on here and navigate that way. Now I'm going to try to go to the home button again. It should be going up and then left.
2:32 p.m. Amy's second Kindle. One notification. Battery 99%.
It didn't work.
Amy's second Kindle. One language and keyboard. 2:33 p.m.
It's very
Amy's
difficult to go.
Language and
you
keyboard.
You should be able to go
search
to the
button.
Home button.
Language
but
and
it
keyboard.
At least when I do it, it doesn't always work.
Language and keyboard.
Doing the very same gesture.
Set the language
for
paired Bluetooth
keyboard. In the middle of the screen.
2:33 p.m. Amy's second Kindle. One notification. Battery 9. Home.
And now I flip to
settings.
And got to the home.
Item 1 of 40.
Now I'm going to go into a book.
It's not about the horse. On your Kindle reader. No menus visible. Swipe two fingers down when menus are off for continuous reading. Tap once to switch from continuous to granular reading. Then double tap for menu. Double tap and hold to select text. Navigation panel. Button. Double tap to open side panel. Menus dismissed. Would size each other up. Then oh-nonsense therapist and a tough, big city journalist. About 45 minutes into my second day with Wyatt, the tears were rolling down my cheeks.
Okay.
Would size each other up.
So
then oh-nonsense
now, there's one thing
oh-nonsense.
I don't... There's one thing I don't understand, which is that when it starts reading, it's very slow, even though I have it on the fastest speed. But if I touch in the middle of the screen, and then it starts reading much faster, and I don't understand why. Now, technically, what I'm supposed to be able to do is if I take two fingers and I put it on the top of the screen and I swipe down, it should continuous read.
About 45 minutes into my second day with Wyatt, the tears were rolling down my cheeks. The day began with another type of waterworks threat, though, and that came from the storm clouds brewing over the bookmark
okay.
added.
Okay, now I just hit a bookmark button
bookmark
without,
removed.
Without meaning to. So you can add bookmarks.
So yes. It just activated without you double tapping or anything?
No, I double tapped to try to stop the speech.
Oh, okay.
And I happened to hit the bookmark added. As I said, one of the problems with this device is that you can touch various places on the screen and it will say the same thing. Because I guess it depends upon where it has focus. And the focus isn't always tied to where you have it on the screen, if you know what I mean. So for example,
we size each other up. The no-nonsense therapist and the tough change footer. Double tap to change footer.
Now there's change footer.
His. Reading progress, 5%.
Now I've got reading progress. It says 5%. If I double tap on that.
Reading progress, 5%. Add bookmark. Would size each other up. Change footer. With reading progress, 5%.
And that's on the menu bottom show. Of the screen.
Location. Dismiss overlays. This will start continuous reading mode.
It button. Says dismiss. There's a button here that says dismiss overlays. This will activate continuous reading mode. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't.
Start text to speech. This will dismiss the overlays after a few seconds button.
Now, there is some confusion, and I'm hoping I got this cleared up finally. It used to be that not all books enabled you to listen to them. There were only some books where publishers agreed to that. Apparently, if you're using the default, you know, the voices from the screen reader, that's no longer an option. I mean, no longer a concern, rather. The good news about that is you can pretty much read almost everything. You can't read some of the PDF books. There are some children's books, they tell me, that you cannot read, or books that have a lot of, like, magazine layout and so forth. Those are not read. But most of the books are now readable. They need to put in an annotation in their book selections to indicate whether books are readable with a screen reader, and they acknowledge they have not done that.
Location 118 of 2,409.
See what I mean about that location thing? That's not really helpful.
5%. Change location seek control.
Change location seek control. So you heard that little ding, a little bell, that indicates that you can do something here.
This bookmarks. Dismiss overlays. Start text to speech. Location 118 of 2000. 5%. Change location. Seek control. 4. Change location. Change location.
Now.
Change text to speech speed. Currently 1.0. When playing, this will dismiss the overlays after a few seconds.
Now, you should be able to go left and right or right and left in one motion and then change your speed or whatever seek controls that you have.
Navigation panel. Button. Double tap to open side panel.
Sometimes it doesn't. At least in the iOS ecosystem, if you're on that button and you make a gesture, it affects that particular control. With this device, it doesn't do that as consistently. And again, a lot of this may be pilot error too. So I want to give you that as a caveat, because it does take some time to learn these things. And just as when you started with the iPhone, you wanted to throw it out the window, I had my arm ready to shoot this thing right out the door a couple of times.
View.
Now, there are other options in here, like view.
X-ray, disabled.
X-ray, that has something to do with navigating, I think, footnotes and so forth in textbooks.
Notes. Share.
Notes, share. I guess you can share a book. Notes, you can write notes in some books.
Bookmarks.
You can add bookmarks.
Dismiss overlays. This will start continuous reading mode. Button.
Now, dismiss overlays. So if I double tap.
Menus dismissed. Other Hay House titles of related interest. Books The Angel by My Side by Mike Lingenfelter and David Fry. The Love and Power Journal
now,
by Lynn V.
Again,
Andrews. Simple Things by Jim Brick. Other Hay House titles of related interest. Books
now,
The Angel by My Side.
I just stopped it and then restarted
it. Location 1 of 2,400. 0% programs.
And so it's hard to know exactly where you are in your place. I want to go home if I can get there.
Menus shown. Location. Menus shown. Location 1 of 2,400.
Now, one of the other problems
0%.
Is in the documentation, it uses different nomenclature. So it will use things like something like personal context menu or something, and that never appears on this device. Like there's no, the words are not on the device. So you're looking for something that it appears doesn't exist. So one of the things I've recommended to them is that they tighten it up, that if they say there's a particular kind of menu here, make that be what it says when you try to activate it. If you want to turn a page, that works pretty well. I did have to figure out, which took me quite some time, that you have to make sure that there is text on the screen before you do this. But if you take two fingers
other Hay House titles and, related in-
and you flick, hear that noise, that flick. I'm turning one page at a time, so you can do that with two fingers on this in the middle of the screen.
Image.
And
menus shown. Location 1 of 2000.
A lot of this would work better if I understood the book structures better. And one of the problems that they have acknowledged is that they've tried to find a way to have the screen reader voice what sighted people see in a graphical representation within a book. And I think that they need to really work on that.
Change footer. Now, reading progress.
I'm at the bottom of the screen right
change
now.
Change footer. Other. PA. Other Hay House titles of
I wish
change
they
footer.
Would give you
reading
a
progress.
Home button. So as I said, reading the book
Hay House
is probably one of the most challenging parts of this.
Other Hay House titles of related interest.
I want to see if I can get us to the
Other
home
Hay House
button.
Titles of menus. Add bookmark. Menus shown.
I'm trying
location.
To get to the home button
menus
by
shown.
Using the
location
L.
Location 1 of 2000.
L,
menus shown.
L.
Location. Remove bookmark. Main content. Double tap to close side. Left side panel open. Back to books library. Book. It's not about the horse. Search. Go to page or location. Sync to furthest page read. Table of contents. Cover page.
If you can find that side panel button, that's one way to navigate
book.
To
table of
contents.
Copyright page. Locate title page. Location 17.
So you can, and if you double tap here.
Cut menus dismissed. It's about overcoming fear and self-doubt. Wyatt Webb with Cindy Perlman Hay House. Incorporated.
And that's
Carl's
how you
bad.
Get back.
Carol's
that, you can then go to chapters and bookmarks and so forth.
It's change footer.
Yeah.
Double tap
you know
to bookmark current page.
You know what I'm going to do, actually? Is
screen off.
I turned the screen off. And you do that pretty easily, by the way. You do that by just hitting the power button. And if I hit the power button again.
46 p.m. Battery 96%. Sat. February 8th. 2:46. Unlock. Double. Device unlocked. Navigation panel. Button. Double tap to open side panel. View. Menus dismissed. It's about overcoming fear. It's menus shown. Location. It's about overcoming fear and self-doubt. Wyatt Webb with some image.
That's, as I say, this is probably the most frustrating part of this whole experience. I did it. But how long did that take? I did this back. I did the very same thing I've been doing for the last 5 minutes. Okay. But it's, I mean, as I said, I will tell you, I had this set up in 20 minutes at home. When I first did it, I had it set up in 20 minutes. It was really easy to input on the keyboard. It was really, you know, not a problem. It is kind of a neat little device in that if you didn't have, you know, something else. I can't see myself buying this because I have an iPhone app that does a lot of the same things and that works better.
Is there anything that it does that the iPhone wouldn't do?
I've gone on here and I've searched for things. I've added things to my... You have to go on Amazon.com. You can't use the iPhone app to get books. You can do that on this. You can buy other things. You can look at your history. You know, I've gone shopping. I bought some coffee this morning with it.
But I mean, that's not something that you couldn't do on the iPhone.
No, you can't do that on the iPhone with the Kindle app. You can't
oh,
buy
Kindle
things
app. Oh, okay.
With the Kindle app. You can do it on the iPhone, yes,
right.
But not with the Kindle app. You have to go to Amazon.com and do that.
Or the Amazon app.
Or the Amazon, yeah, with the Amazon app and do that.
Which actually works pretty well.
Which works very well,
yeah.
Actually.
But is there anything that like you like most about this device that it does better or that it does that something else won't do?
I've played a little music on this device. I mean, it doesn't sound bad. You know, it sounds as good if not better than an iPhone. But again, you can connect up a speaker and then you don't have to worry about it. And I don't know about magnification, for example. This could be very good. I know that this does not have some of the glare problems that I know sometimes there are with, with some of the other devices. The battery life, I think, is pretty good. And it's a 1.0 release. And I do think they are committed to improving it. You know, I've given them feedback. I'm going to continue to give them feedback. And if I didn't have an iPhone that had an app that would work as well as it does, I would work a lot harder on this device.
Amy, can you access any, are there any, like, free books, like,
out of copyright you can access, or this is strictly things you're going to purchase from Amazon?
Well, these are things, I have a lot of stuff on my account from Amazon. Actually, if you have Amazon Prime, which I do, you can get free books or very low-cost books. I believe you can also get books from your library, from your public library.
That's not through Amazon, though.
I don't know exactly how you do it, but I know I have a friend, a sighted friend, who has a Kindle, and she does it all the time.
There are also free Kindle books.
Yeah, and there are free Kindle books. Yes, there are.
Do you know also if you can use the Amazon Prime video streaming service?
You can.
And does that work?
I have not played with it very much, but it does work, and with the reviews I've read from other blind people who've done this, say it does work.
So how much is a Kindle Fire at this
point? I think this one is 32 gigs, but this one was $2.59. This is the smaller size. They have a larger size. I didn't get that because I didn't need the screen. And as I say, I don't think it's a bad device. I just think it takes a lot. The gestures for me, because I'm not an Android user. If you're an Android user, I think you're going to be much more comfortable with this more quickly. They have a browser on here. I didn't try it. Everything I've read says that it doesn't really work very well.
I know that you said that you can flick from page to page. But if you're in continuous read, will it automatically keep going?
It's supposed to be able to. Other people have told me who have this that they have only been able to go one chapter and before it stops. With some books, I find that it reads, it'll continuous read. With other books, I find that it doesn't. And one of the things that I know they're still working on is trying to make the uniformity so that it works with the same with all books. And that's a work in progress.
I heard it say text-to-speech rate when you were looking at your book. I wonder if it distinguishes between the overall system rate and a better name for that might be the reading rate.
Yes.
So I hypothesize that if you speed up that text-to-speech rate, you get a better reading speed.
Well, what's really odd about it is that if you start reading a book and you stop it and then you restart it again, it goes faster. It's just very bizarre. You can read characters and words. If you go into what they call granularity mode, you're supposed to be able to go in and if you draw a circle, you can then select words, characters, and so forth, and then you can flip to them the way you would on an iDevice. But it's not a rotor. It's like you literally draw a clockwise circle to select different levels of granularity. Now, and there is something called X-ray that in textbooks is supposed to give you access to footnotes and also, I didn't bother to download any textbooks. When I first got this, I played with it for like 3 days, and then I started playing with it again for another couple of days. It's going to take a while to get used to this. There's a definite learning. And they don't have the documentation that they need. Your gestures have to be a lot more precise than they do and refined than they do on an iPhone or on an iDevice.
This makes me wonder if they really did very much usability testing before they put this out.
Well, you've got to wonder how many people. I've only seen two reviews of this by blind people. One was by Amy Mason, and the other was by Buddy Brannon. And what I found interesting was that in both cases, you know, they tried different things, and some they didn't try all the same tasks.
Our NIV supposedly worked with them in developing this, right?
Well, yeah, and you see little videos from our NIV, but they are little videos, and they don't go into very much detail. The reviews were, as Buddy Brannon says, I don't hate the device, which is what I would say. I don't hate the device because I'm so spoiled by the iDevice. If I didn't have an iPhone or something, I'd work like hell at this because Amazon's got the biggest library there is of downloadable books, and the Kindle books are less expensive than they are to buy either a paper book or an Audible book or whatever. Comes in a box with a charger and the cable that goes with that, and that's pretty much it.
One thing, Amy, you had said there was a text function that you didn't look at, but is there a dictate? Can you dictate also?
No, not at all. No dictate function. You can't control this with your voice. None of that. You can connect a Bluetooth keyboard to this. You cannot connect a USB keyboard. It has to be a Bluetooth keyboard. There is a port on the bottom. That's for charging.